In life, people want all sorts of things: a secure job, a husband, a family, children. Some want a nice place to live, with money and power. Me? I've always said I wanted to belong somewhere. Maybe graduate university and get a job where there's no one to tell me what to do, where I'm my own boss, where I make my own rules. But God, honestly, I'm such a liar. It's a facade, you know, to cover up what I really want. What do you really want, you're probably asking? Well, I want to be your personal little slut. I don't want to be at work in a full-time job. I want to be at home, with my only job being to serve you. I wait patiently at the door, on my knees, with my collar around my neck. I've stripped down bare for you, the reflecting colors from the door dancing on my naked skin. Little do you know, I'm always on my knees earlier than I need to be. My body's too impatient just to wait around the kitchen. I don't want anything else in my life but to serve you. As I wait, I think about your different moods and question what it'll be like today. Sometimes when you come through the door, you're sweet and kind, ruffling my hair and pecking kisses on my neck. You take extra time admiring me, knowing I enjoy the weight and your fingers lingering on my skin. Sometimes you come through that door and you look frustrated. Maybe work's gotten you down. I'll look up to you eagerly and your eyes will seemingly glint as you take your fingers and slip them into the ring of my collar. You whisper in my ear as you pull me tightly against you, telling me all the things you want your personal little slut to do for you. And sometimes when you enter the room, you're quiet, a small smile dancing on your lips. You don't say a word. The air around you is stern. You circle me slowly, drinking in my naked body, my nipple standing hard as you do so. You don't linger for too long as I feel you snap a leash to my collar, and I can tell you're excited. You're hot in your heavy breath as you roughly tug on the leash and drag me to where you want me to go. Each time, I'm always quiet, obedient, and still. Each time you fasten my collar, I'll reply, "Thank you, sir," and my knees will tremble in a slight anticipation as I know what comes next. As my mind lingers on those thoughts, I'd like to sit up a little straighter, my back arching slightly. My hands have a mind of their own, running on the inside of my thighs as I stare out that door. Excitement forms my throat as I inch closer. You'd like that, right? If I prepare my pussy for you? As I wait. As I let my fingers roam, I can't help but to let my mind think of all the different ways you'll react when walking in and seeing your slutty little submissive fingering herself in front of the door. Would you be angry? Would you be upset that your perfect little slave was pleasuring herself without asking you first? You'd tell me it doesn't matter that I was trying to pleasure myself for you. Deep down, you know that I'm just a horny little slut who wants to get fucked at any given moment. And you're right. I know I was supposed to wait for you, but my patience grew thin and I caved to the thought of you finding me sprawled out on the floor with my fingers inside my wet cunt, eager for you to devour me. Maybe you wouldn't hold it against me, but be slightly amused. You'd shut the door behind you as you leaned back. I'd pause, biting down on my lip. As I stare back up at you, my fingers would stay there, just for a second, wanting some sort of command, but you say nothing. Just a brow raised as you watch me. My cheeks begin to burn, and I know you want me to continue, but with such a strong gaze, I feel a small wave of embarrassment flush over my naked body. I work my fingers inside me as I feel a moan rise from my throat. Or maybe, just maybe, you'd open the door with a smile on your lips. You'd be rock hard at the sight of me as I pant softly with my legs spread apart as you watch and wander over my new body. You'd slowly close the door before ordering me to continue. And I'd gasp in delight knowing how excited you are over me spread eager, aching for your touch, your will, your orders. All I want in life is to be your personal slutty slave. I want to dedicate every living moment to satisfy your every urge, need, desire, and whim. I want to exist to serve you. I'm yours for the taking, and only yours. Me, my body, my lust, my desire, my life. What I really want is for all of me to belong to you, Master.